Unit 1. Risky Teenage Behavior. An Overview. Page 14. Part 1. Access to Information from Written Texts. Read the report below and then answer questions 1 to 4.
According to some U.S. experts, the most serious threat to the health and safety of teenagers today results from risky behavior such as smoking, reckless driving, and alcohol use. In the past, it was believed that demographic variables like race and socioeconomic status were the major factors in determining which teenagers would likely engage in risky behaviors. However, it is now believed that other factors indicate who may become involved in them. Some examples of these factors include family and peer relationships, use of free time, and school performance. Specifically, teens who spend more time on their schoolwork are less likely to become involved in risky behavior. A good home environment also has a profound influence on teen behavior and is a major factor in protecting kids from becoming involved in the kind of behavior that can hurt them and get them into trouble. Participating in positive, goal-oriented, constructive activities such as organized sports, hobby clubs, and youth movements may reduce the chances of a kid becoming involved in risky behavior. Finally, having friends who are involved in the same constructive activities also protects a teen from involvement in risky behavior. The research also provides some interesting and worrying information about American teenagers. In general, they have a lot of free time that is not being filled with constructive activity. High school students devote very little time to homework. Few teens read for pleasure, attend religious activities, or participate in hobby clubs, youth groups, or other organized youth activities. Few take part in art, music, dance, or sports lessons. Few volunteer. Instead, most watch TV, talk on the phone, hang out with friends in malls or other neighborhood hangouts, and work at unskilled, low-paying jobs. It is clear that kids need structure to stay safe. Parents, schools, and communities should work together to provide organized activities that are challenging and fun and develop the skills that teens will need in their lives. They should ensure that these activities provide rewarding relationships with other participants, as well as with the adult activity leaders. This can go far in helping deter risky behavior among teens.